Your student radio station on 1251 AM.
This is Your Rock.
Hi, I'm Harriet Bignall. Welcome to our last session of the Coffee House Sessions. I'm here on behalf of Warwick TV and Raw, and I'm here with Josh Turk today. So, Josh, how did you think it went?
I thought it went really well. I mean, I love being up there, and performing for people is my passion. So,
yeah.
You know, from what I saw and what I think I saw, people seem to react really well to it. So I'm very glad about it.
Yeah.
I know I enjoy being up there, so it's really nice to see when people are enjoying me being up there.
Fantastic. How did you find the venue? It's quite intimate.
I really liked it. I mean, yeah. When I started playing professionally, I guess you could say, I started in coffee houses in Canada, and so it's really nice, this kind of intimate environment. You can see everybody, you can make eye contact, you really get a feel for how people are taking to the music.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You sang a lot of sort of original stuff today. Do you prefer singing original music or covering songs?
Yeah, I mean, I really love writing, and I consider myself a writer before anything else.
Okay.
So any opportunity that I get to present my material and see how people react to it and see, you know, what's hitting them, what they're liking, things that maybe aren't working so good that day, it's a really fun experience for me, because and especially getting to talk to people like yourself afterwards and getting a feel for I mean, my favorite comments are, wow, Josh, I really like this song, you know, it sounded like you were talking about this.
Yeah.
And whether that had anything to do with what I was writing the song for at the time, it's really great to see that people are connecting to the music like that. So
it's fantastic. Yeah. It's obviously working. You seem to be doing quite well.
Thank you very much.
Is it three UK support tours and just on your own?
Yes.
Three
UK support tours for the Soldiers. They're a great bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've been over here a couple times, actually, about, I think it would be 4 or 5 times this year, doing our own shows in London, and now we get the opportunity to travel to 20 university campuses in about 10 days.
Yeah.
So through coffee house sessions.
How does Warwick compare to the other universities?
It was great. The vibe in the room today was amazing, and everybody just really seemed to be having a good time, and the energy around Curiosity is very cool. It's a pretty laid back, like, people can come and chill, have a coffee, and just kind of relax.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So you've been working with, is it Terry Brown?
It is.
Award-winning producer for the last few years. And
Terry's
and he's quoted it saying you got a very unique voice. Have you ever had any classical training, or is this sort of just raw talent, as it were?
Actually, I got into singing in a very funny way. I originally fell in love with heavy guitar music, and my dream was to be the next Slash. That was going to be my thing. And so I started playing guitar, and through playing guitar, I learned how to play songs, and I was working at a summer camp, and we had a little bit of a break in between meetings, and pulled out my guitar, started to practice what I was learning that week. And a very good-looking female counselor walks up and says, "What are you playing?" So I say, "Oh, it's Wonderwall by Oasis." And she stops me and says, "Well, you're going to have to start again, because I won't be able to follow the song unless you sing it." So I have a choice to make. I have never sung before. I never even thought about singing before. But she's really cute. So I go for it. I start the song over again. I start singing. And by the time I'm done, she looks at me and says, "I didn't know you were a singer."
Wow.
And I said, "Neither did I." And I've been singing ever since.
Oh, what a fantastic way to get into it, as
absolutely.
It were. Yeah. What would you be doing then if you weren't pursuing a career in music? Have you got any other real passions?
I would definitely be writing, either novels, short stories, or actually I'm very, very into film as well.
Okay.
You know, not in a crazy serious way. Like, you know, I can't tell you all of like the French New Wave cinema stuff, but I really enjoy film. I love the storytelling aspect of film. And so I would say, you know, being a screenwriter, that would
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. What kind of things do you typically write about?
It really all depends. You know, with music and the way that I approach my writing in general, it's all based on personal experiences or experiences people very close to me have gone through.
Okay.
You know, the artists that I'm attracted to, in an influential sense, are the ones that tell a story that you can really feel is coming from the heart. You know, Bruce Springsteen, Counting Crows. And so when I try and write a song, when I try and tell a story, I really try and make it a story about me, you know, about my experiences. Hopefully other people can relate to them.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. A lot of people find it too personal to sing about something that's actually happening to them.
But it's, you know, it, on some level it can be. You know, there are certain songs that I've written that I'll play again later and they'll take on a different meaning, and I'll listen to them and go, oh, you know, I didn't realize I was saying that when I wrote it. But it's a great catharsis for me, being able to write and experience life through being able to express how I'm seeing it.
Yeah. Do you still get nervous at all, or is it just kind
of, you know, it's fun. It's it's more of an excitement. You get that adrenaline rush right before you're about to go on stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get up there, I plug my guitar in, and then it's just, it's great.
Oh, fantastic. You had any bad experiences during gigs or performances?
Bad experiences. You know, There have been a couple of times. I'll remember one in Chesterfield, actually, where we were on the Soldiers Tour, where some of the, I guess, the drummer and the bass player started to play the track before the rest of us.
Oh.
And so we all had to kind of scramble to find our place. But those shows and those experiences are actually, they can turn out to be some of the best. That on the tour was definitely a highlight for me and the band. Because we all regrouped after that set. We all looked at each other and said, right, do we know where we are? Great. We went on with the rest of the show. And, you know, it's about digging deeper in those circumstances.
Oh, fair enough.
It's all about, you know, the journey, right?
Do you prefer playing in a group, or are you more of a solo artist?
It's a different experience completely. I like doing both. You get that really intimate, really raw feel when you're playing acoustic. And you really get that one-on-one connection with the people in the crowd, which I really like. The band shows are really fun, though, because you have that energy and there's that drive. And, I mean, for me, there's nothing like a four-on-the-floor rock tune, right? So to have that kind of momentum behind it is great. Plus, it doesn't hurt when you have guys in the band that you really get on with.
Yeah.
And that energy is key when you're on stage. I really feel like people can tell when a band is there and they're playing for themselves, and, you know, they're trying to be heard over everybody else, or if you're all in it for the same reason. You're all in it as a team.
Okay. How have you found the Coffee House Sessions in general? It's a platform kind of showcasing. Have you had a good
reception? It's been a really cool experience, and also getting to, I mean, I love what I do, and I'm very grateful to be able to do what I love to do. So for, you know, a Canadian guy to come over here and visit all of these different towns, and more than that, all of these different universities, and hang out with people my own age, play my songs for university students in a completely different country.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, that's what this is all about, right?
Yeah. Have you had a different reception at all from people from Canada or people from the UK?
No, you know, Canada has a really great music scene, and Toronto especially, being one of the bigger cities in Canada, has a really vibrant music scene. But Canada is such a small country, and it's a huge country geographically speaking, and a very small country population wise. I mean, I think Canada can fit into the state of California, I'm pretty sure. And so it's an entire country, just so few people, that you end up having to drive 3-4 hours outside of the city at a time to hit new audiences. Whereas over here in the UK, it's wonderful that you've got these different pockets of audiences that are only, you know, maybe an hour and a half outside of the city.
Where are you ultimately looking to be with your career? I mean, they said these sessions are aiming to find the new Adele or Ben Howard, somewhere like that.
Yeah, I would not be upset at that at all. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. I would love the rock star lifestyle. I would love the platinum records and the world tours, you know, and the private jets. But the most important thing for me is being able to put something out there, put my own feelings out there, the things that I want to say, things that I want to see in life, in society, and to have people connect with those things and feel them and express that back to me. I had an experience on the Soldiers Tour where I got to meet up with someone who had been to one of my previous shows in Skegness. And I spoke to her and her sister during the previous show. She came back and said, really liked the show. I said, you know, thank you, I'm so glad you came back. And she said, you really inspired my sister. And she's doing really great. She's following her dreams. And I said, wow, thank you so much. Like, can you tell me a little bit about what she's doing? she went back to school to study, I guess, music. And she was graduating, so this was January, so she was graduating in February. That was possibly the coolest experience I've ever had, to know that my music and the way that I was presenting myself on stage and the things that I believe in, being, you know, following your dream, following your heart, doing what you feel is right, not what you think is right, that affected somebody enough that they went and did the same thing. That's by far the coolest experience I've had.
That was fantastic.
You know, aside from the rock star lifestyle, I'd like to be good. If I can be good and go down as being good, I'm happy.
Wow. What have you got coming up?
Well, we've got this tour. We're still plugging away at the Coffee House Sessions. And actually, after our interview, I'm heading back to London, playing a show tonight at the Good Ship, Kilburn High Road.
Okay.
And yeah, it's going to be a full band set, so that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah. You know where to go if you want to hear more of Josh.
There you go.
What's the best place to sort of keep up with your upcoming tours?
I am constantly on Facebook, Twitter, and we're always updating new videos on YouTube. So if you go there, friend me, like me, you know, follow me, and we'll definitely start a conversation back and forth. I just got to say that social media aspect of the music business is incredible. I mean, I know that he has to say it because he's a musician and all that, but it's really cool to be able to talk to people when I'm back in Canada, to talk to people from the UK, from Italy, from wherever, instantaneously online. You know, start a conversation and have, you know, that back and forth that you wouldn't have had doing anything else.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming along today, Josh. Yeah,
thank you.
Best of luck with your show tonight. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the last Coffee House session of this term. I've been Harriet Bignall for Raw and Warwick TV.
Join us on Twitter at Raw 12:51 AM. This is your Raw.